Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Hey, folks. Welcome back. Once again, it's time for another episode of Stick It
with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
That's me.
Yeah, and that's him.
That's Roger.
That's me. And here's the guy with all the answers about your glue needs, tape, adhesives, magnets, glues, caulking, adhesives.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Biggs.
Hi, everybody. This is Mr. Biggs, and you are listening to Stick It.
Stick It.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode where I give you advice on glue.
That's right.
You got any project where something's broken or you got to glue something?
That's right.
Just ask me. I'll tell you how to stick it.
Stick it.
It's kind of what I do. It is my thing.
How you doing tonight, Mr. Biggs?
I'm healing nicely, and I got a fresh batch of propane earlier today.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a full bottle, and I'll have you know I have a reserve bottle of propane in case it is needed.
You got some big plans with the grill?
I do not.
Right.
Can never have enough propane, Roger.
Yeah,
you can't have enough.
It's good to have it around.
Just in case you need it.
You got a backup canister. You're good to go in case you run out during a mid-grilling session.
I like going to the place. I like getting it filled.
Hanging out, shooting the breeze with the fellas down at Tri-County Heavy Equipment Supply and Rental. Yeah. Is that what it is? Is that where you guys go? Is that where you go for your...
Gary and Sandra run a hell of a place there. And you know what? It's their own fault because that sofa is comfortable. And Roger, I don't like to admit this publicly, so I'll tell you, but don't tell anyone else.
Okay.
Sometimes I will open up the can of propane and I'll let it all out.
Oh.
Just so I can go on over to Tri-County Supply and sit and have a cup of coffee and sit in their sofa while their bullum-headed boy goes out and fills up my can. It's a good time.
Yeah, it takes him a while because he's very very careful about it.
I don't like to make eye contact with him.
Yeah. Well, but you got your propane. That's what's important. And
oftentimes, a 20-minute trip will turn into 3, 4, 5 hours.
That's good.
Before
that's good.
You know
they're
it.
Nice. They're nice people, and that's fine. That's swell, and it's good to hear about that. But I think we should move along with
I've been there 3 times in the last week.
Right. Just talking propane.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting another tank so I have a higher capacity.
Do you have a third tank ready to go? Or
I do not, but I'm thinking about a third tank purchase.
Buying one, right.
They do not sell them there.
Right.
I'm going to have to go elsewhere, but I'm telling you, when it's time to fill it up, do you know where I'm going? I'm going back to Tri-County Equipment and Heavy Equipment Supply.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going to go.
Well, that's good. I'm sure they'll like that. But what we're going to do now is we're going to move ahead with some breaking news. Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
It's time for breaking news. We hear a story from the world of news
and we
hear about something that involves any kind of gluing or adhesive incident, something that involves sticking something. Gluing.
Okay, breaking news.
Breaking news.
This breaking news comes to us from Dateline, New York. No. From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
A man was driving his car it says here in the news story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was driving that car, and he didn't even know where he was going. And before he knew it, the sun was in his eyes, and he wanted to, I don't know, maybe bring the sun visor down lower, so he broke it off, maybe. And then when he broke it off, he wanted to glue it back on, but he couldn't because...
Right.
The, right.
Well,
what do you call it?
I don't, I'm not sure what you call it. Is this something, is this some kind of story that you read and then you just didn't, because I noticed you don't have any kind of paper in front of you, just kind of going from memory about the story. Is this?
Roger.
Right.
I forgot to get a breaking news story again.
I see.
I'm sorry.
No, don't.
I'm sorry, everybody. I forgot. I feel so dumb. I don't have a lot of things to do on this show other than giving out all the glue advice, and I got to get all the breaking news stories too, and I forgot
I'm more than willing to give you a pass because, as luck would have it, I brought a few backup stories with me today. Just in case. You know, this is something that mom always tells me is, you know, always show up prepared wherever you go. And as it turns out, I happen to take that advice today, and I've got a few stories.
How is your mother, by the way, Roger? It's been very hot lately. You should check on your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's not dead.
No. We always have these ongoing Scrabble games going on Facebook, and she's always making her moves, and I make mine. And as long as she's making her moves, I know she's pretty good.
So that's what you do in lieu of a welfare check?
No,
you look on your phone to see if your mother is moving. Some letters around on a computer screen.
There's not.
That,
first of all, there's.
That,
there's
that no, is a fun life hack.
First of all, there's not. There's no welfare check. And second
of
all,
if you've got an elderly person in your life, get them involved in computer online games. That way, instead of going over and having a face-to-face with them, all you got to do is check the leaderboard. Have they made any progress? Have they cleared any levels recently?
Well, there's more to this because. As it so happens, when she was mall walking the other day, she met some other ladies, actually some very nice ladies who observed Judaism, and she was welcomed into their Mahjong games. So they meet every Thursday at the mall, and they play Mahjong. Some Jewish ladies.
I could have sworn that Mahjong was an Oriental game for Orientals.
I think there's some origins in the Far East, but it turns out that some ladies get together on Thursdays at the mall, Thursday mornings, and they play Mahjong. And there's a group of about eight of them, and they were happy to bring mom into the fold. And so she's got that activity. And then she and I play.
Yeah, I know.
Words with Friends.
Sure.
On Facebook.
This has been breaking news.
No, I got the story. You ready? Here's the real. Are you ready for a story?
Well, Roger, I have not told you what my criteria is for a breaking news story.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that your breaking news story is going to cut the mustard. But I'll tell you what.
All right.
Since I made this single, isolated, one-time whoopsie-doo and forgot to get a news story. Go ahead and read your little story, and
all
then
right.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Very good, very good. It's a good one, I think. It's got a lot of action and intrigue, and here it comes.
Neither one of those are criteria for breaking news, Roger.
Listen, I think you're going to really enjoy this one. Dateline, Ardmore, Oklahoma. Ardmore police responded to a home.
Slow it down, Roger. Slow it down and make it dramatic.
Okay.
It's breaking news on Stick It.
Stick It.
Mr. Biggs.
All right. Here we go.
Don't you forget that.
Dateline, Ardmore, Oklahoma. Ardmore police responded to a home invasion robbery that happened on 2nd Street Northwest early Monday morning. Quote, "It's, you know, very scary. You know, I mean, what would happen if something like that happened to us?"
What?
Resident Alicia Reed said.
"I don't understand."
Police say Akari Tucker, 23, and a 17-year-old boy barged into the home while the family was inside. That's when they pulled out a caulking gun made to look like a handgun and demanded money.
Oh, dear.
Police say they took off on foot with about $300.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
They robbed them with a caulking gun?
Yeah, they came into the house. It was like a home invasion thing. They came in with a caulking gun, and apparently they said, give us $300.
Oh, man. And what did they break?
I don't follow. I think they just barged in. I think maybe the door was unlocked and they just came in.
Roger, this is breaking news. There's supposed to be something broken. And then I tell them how to fix it.
Well, I think what happened is they used a caulking gun, which has something to do. It's a caulking gun. It's an adhesive device, something that
I knew this was a horrible idea. Roger, this is not breaking news. This is breaking adjacent. This is a adhesive related news story segment. We can make a separate sounder for that, maybe, but no. That's not what breaking news is.
No. They used a caulking gun to rob a family. And so, therefore, because a caulking gun was used, it is an instrument that is used to apply an adhesive product.
It is a crying shame that in this day and age, people cannot identify a caulking gun when they see it. This should not have even been a news story. They should not have let the guys in the first place.
Right.
Because if you go around brandishing a caulking gun and people are actually scared, I say half of the problem is with the person who's being threatened. They should have known that that's not dangerous. It's useful. It's a tool.
Right.
Don't go walking around scaring people with caulking guns, all right? Keep it in your work satchel, in your toolbox, until it's time to use it, because clearly there are dumb people out there that don't know the difference between an Uzi and a caulking gun.
No, I think it sounds like the perpetrators were kind of counting on that, and I guess the caulking gun kind of bears some sort of similarity.
Roger! Caulking gun.
What did I say? What did I say?
We had to bleep it. Don't, Roger. It's a family show. Every time you say "cock," we gotta bleep it.
All right.
Say caulking gun.
Okay. So the perpetrators broke in with a caulking.
Close. You're close. Say it again. Put the L in.
Caulking.
Yeah.
Caulking gun.
Yeah.
Caulking gun. They broke in with a caulking gun. And
yeah.
So the folks in the house, you know, they felt threatened. They felt scared. And so they had to assume that it was some sort of real gun.
You know, instead of breaking into these nice people's house and demanding that they give them all their money and jewels and whatnot, what the guy should have done, him and his little boyfriend, they should have walked up to the door with their caulking gun stowed in their tool satchel, knocked on the door, introduced themselves, said, "Hello, good madam. I am here to offer you handyman services. Do you have a shower or sink or maybe a tub basin that could use some protection against moisture incursion? Because I have my caulking gun with me, and I would be happy to provide that service to you." You see, that Roger, that way, instead of stealing the money, he could have earned it by caulking up their tub basin. Same net result, except now they're not running from the law. Now they're not on the lam.
Well, I think they probably assumed that the folks in the House really didn't need any kind of caulking work done, so they...
Oh, Roger, they could not even identify a caulking gun when it is pointed directly between their eyes in a threatening manner. I'm willing to wager that none of their sinks have been caulked properly. They didn't even know what it looked like.
Okay, well, listen, let's all
breathe. If anybody needed that service, they did.
Okay, well, let's take a second. Let's take a second to breathe. Because you're getting worked up. You remember what the doctor said. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay, that's a lot better now, right? You feel better? You're not so you're not so worked up about the...
I just wish people would know what caulking gun was, Roger. I don't understand it. I mean, this world that we live in today with the cellular telephones and the crossing walk signals.
Right.
People with flashlights on headbands jogging around the neighborhood. It just... Yeah. It's stressful sometimes, and I get worked up, and sometimes I take it out on the wrong thing. I get that, and
well,
I apologize.
I understand why you'd get worked up in this situation because, you know, somebody's using what should be a very useful, helpful, important device, like a caulking gun, and they're using it
for... It's insulting.
You're not using it for good. They're using it for evil, and that's very frustrating to hear about. So I understand why you would get worked up. But I think you've given out some good advice, and I think you've had a good response to the story. Okay. Don't get
Minnesota.
Don't get lightheaded on me now. Let's just, because we practiced this earlier.
If you're going to be robbing people, and you're going to use a fake gun, go with one that looks real at least, because... You know, those caulking guns don't look anything like real guns at all.
Right.
Ask around. Maybe somebody that you know has got a 3D printer, and maybe they can download a gun model that they can print out for you. I mean, get creative about it at least. Put down the Game Boy.
Right.
And just use your noggin, for goodness sakes. Take off the headlamp.
It's been breaking news. Pretty good. You did a good job there. See?
Yeah, I did. I was very good in that segment, and I offered a lot of good advice.
You feel better now, too, right? You feel...
I do. I feel a lot better. I feel invigorated. I feel like I could go jogging around the neighborhood in broad daylight with no need for head-mounted illumination like some sort of crazy person. Minnesota. Minnesota.
Stick it.
Stick it.
We've got an email address. It's
bigscast@gmail.com.
And you can send an email there. And if we get it and we like your question, send your questions. And we just may answer it on this segment we like to call email.
Email. What the hell was that?
Well, that was the the thing, the sounder thing that we've decided to use.
Roger, there is no thing. There is no thing for email. There's no sounder.
Sure.
No, there's not.
No, that was it. That was it.
No, I would have known if there was a sounder. I don't even know what that was.
Email.
Ow.
Yeah.
That is too, well, number one, it's too loud. And number two, I don't understand what he's saying.
Right.
Number three, it's annoying. Number four, we don't have an email sounder, and that certainly isn't it. If we did, it wouldn't be that. What the hell? Where did you get that thing?
Here's the thing. What I did was I got on internet, and I found a guy in Fiverr who was willing to make that sounder there.
Where?
The sounder that we just heard.
You had some weird person on internet make a sounder for our show?
Yeah, his name is DJ Sammy Samsta. DJ Sammy Samsta. And
are you saying that right? Is that pronounced correctly? Is he Middle Eastern? What is that?
I'm looking at the sheet right here, the invoice, and it says DJ Sammy Samsta.
How do you spell Samsta?
S-A-M-S-T-A.
Huh. That does not sound right.
DJ Sammy Samsta. That's the name on the...
Why would you have somebody make an email sounder without consulting me first, Roger?
Well, I think we decided that that was something that we should do.
We did not. In fact, we decided the opposite. I told you we weren't going to have one. And that was pretty much the end of the conversation.
Well, I know, but a third level of this whole conversation is what the listeners felt should be. And I notice a few tweeters saying that there should be a sounder for email. And so I went out and went to Fiverr and I got something made.
Email.
There he is, DJ Sammy, yeah. DJ Sammy Samsta.
Okay. How difficult is it for you to get back in touch with Mr. Hamster? Can you get back in touch with him?
Well, yeah. I mean, but he already gave me, he already sent me the thing, and I got my sent $5.
Here's what I want you to do, Roger. I want you to take that sounder, and I want you to open up your email. Open up a fresh email and type into the address bar, DJ Hamster Hamster, or whatever his name is, in the subject line, RE:, that thing you made for me. And then in the body of the email, I want you to write, here it is. Please delete this as soon as possible. And then I want you to open up the folder where you saved that, and I want you to drag it into the email. Right?
Right.
And then I want you to click send.
Well, see, the thing is, I've already given him my $5, so I don't want to...
Well, that's on you, Roger.
I don't want to waste that money, I'm gonna hang on to it for the time being.
If you think I'm going to spend the Patreon money on crap like that, you are sadly mistaken. I'm not going to do that.
That came right out of my own pocket, so... I think it sounds pretty good. We should throw it out to the Patreons and the... And the Facebook fans and the Twitter fans and see what they have to say.
Email.
That sound just gave me ear cancer, Roger.
See what they think of DJ Sammy Samsta's.
Can we just do an email, please?
Email sounder. Email. It's time once again for email.
Not again. No.
Email.
No.
Dear Mr. Biggs, I have some electrical cords where the outside insulation is coming off.
Yeah.
I was told to use gaffer's tape, but all I have is electrical tape. Is there really a difference? Thanks. And this comes from Mike Barnhart, and his city and state have been withheld. That's Mike Barnhart. So what do you say? Gaffer's tape versus electrical tape?
It depends on what you're doing with it. I mean, there are two different tapes for two different purposes. What does he want to use it for?
Well, let's go back. Let's go back to what it says. He says that he's got some electrical cords where the outside insulation is coming off, and he was told to use gaffer's tape to replace the electrical tape where the insulation is.
Okay. Oh, no. Roger, stop. Stop reading. Who told him to use gaffer's tape on an electrical tape breach? Who told him that?
Let's see. He says, I was told. I was told. He doesn't get into the specifics of who told him when or where.
All right. We need to find out who that person is, and we need to set them straight. Let's.
All right.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I think maybe you should tell Mr. Barnhart and then have him deliver the message, which is...
Okay. Mr. Barnhart.
Right, right.
I want you to find that person who told you to use gaffer's tape to fix an electrical cord, and I want you to slap them squarely across the face, because that was not only bad advice, it was insulting to all electricians everywhere.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't use gaffer's tape to fix up electrical stuff. You use gaffer's tape for gaffing, not for electrical repairs. If there's a short, the gaffer's tape is going to start burning. It's not made to be electrically inert. Electrical tape is elastic and it's pliable. And when you wrap it around in an electrical cord, as long as you're doing it right and it's clean, it could make a nice, solid, electrically non-conductive, water-resistant repair. Okay. But if you use gaffer's tape, it's got heavy cotton in it. It's great for taping the electrical cord down to something. I mean, if you're going across a walkway, gaffer's tape is fantastic for that. But if you got exposed conductors, you don't use gaffer's tape. Use electrical tape.
Okay, let's... Okay. Well, let's before we continue.
It makes me so angry. What's his name again?
Before I tell you, let's breathe a little bit.
Who told him that?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And before we continue, I'm going to ask you a quick little question that is a very simple question, and you don't need to get worked up about.
Sure.
And you mentioned gaffer's tape is for gaffing. So I'm going to ask you what exactly gaffing is.
Minnesota.
Here's a towel.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly what I needed.
I could tell.
Yeah, so sweaty.
Yeah, kind of shiny forehead there.
All right, what was the question? I forget.
The question is, what you said gaffer's tape is for gaffing. What exactly is gaffing?
Well, gaffing is when you run electrical cords from here to there, and you got to stow them and make sure that it's a safe environment. And you got to make sure the electrical cords aren't going to trip nobody. Got to make sure that... Yeah, they're not hanging down and getting tangled up and stuff. On movie sets and such, and TV shows, there's the gaffer, and it's up to him to make sure that them lights have all of the overhead equipment has the cables run properly, and they use gaffer's tape to tape the cables down.
So basically, gaffing is just taping wires and cables down.
Gaffer's tape is good for all kinds of different things because it is a superior tape due to the impregnated cotton cloth inside the tape. It'll tear very cleanly and it won't leave a lot of residue when you remove it afterwards, but at the same time it holds very strong. I wish that electrical tape was as easy to use, but unfortunately it is not. But it is not proper to use one in place of the other, so don't use gaffer's tape when you need electrical tape. Use electrical tape where you need electrical tape, and don't use electrical tape where you need gaffer's tape, and vice versa. Because if you do that, you've made a gaffe.
All right, then. So there's no difference. I mean,
what are you saying?
I'm sorry. But what I want to say is, say in a pinch, you didn't have any electrical tape. How about you use some duct tape? Would that get you through on your electrical cord?
Minnesota.
Good.
So help me God, Roger. Do not make me slap you. Don't make me do it.
Listen, if you just stay calm, you won't want to slap anybody at any time. So just think about the things that.
Yeah.
Think about the things that Dr. Ferguson said.
Yeah. Minnesota.
All right. So you can't use, I assume you don't want to use duct tape in a pinch.
Roger, do not trigger me. You don't use duct tape for electrical work.
Just not.
Give people the email if they've got questions about glues or adhesives. Give them the email.
The email is bigscast@gmail.com. And
gmail.com.
Don't use duct tape in place of electrical tape in any situation.
So much residue all over the place.
Right. Should we, I guess we should wrap things up and maybe let folks know that they can go to AskMrBiggs.com and find out how they can reach us on Twitter.
Stick it.
Yeah.
Facebook. FaceTime.
Nope.
What's the one where people talk?
Telephone.
Switcher.
Yeah. Email. BigsCast@gmail.com.
It's the one where they talk on the screen.
Movie shows. Right, movie pictures. Right.
Never mind.
Go into the movie theater.
Find it. Just search Ask Mr. Biggs on Twitter. Search Ask Mr. Biggs on Facebook. And AskMrBiggs.com is the website.
Sure.
Have a good time, everybody. Enjoy all of those places you can go to on the internet.
Stick it.
Thank you to our supporters on Patreon, like Abigail Tree Eyes, Deep Workmans, Kelvin Sounders, Paul Justin, and Real Poops McGee Corey. It's a nickname. If you want to support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
Thanks for coming, Roger. I appreciate the support, not only with the show, but for helping me out with the other stuff.
Get a little worked up. And that's, listen, we still have a ways to go yet, but I think we're on our way to
Minnesota.
Straightening this whole situation out and getting you on the mend.
Tune in next time for another episode of Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Yeah, that's good. That felt good, huh? That felt good, I bet.
Yeah. Minnesota.